Thank you so much for tuning into Sarah's Secret.
This is Shout Out to Sarah. Thank you for letting me be a part of Sarah's Secret Show. It's not a secret anymore. 'Cause the word is out. That your show is gonna be filled with laughter. Yes, your show is gonna be filled with joy.
Welcome to our show today. Who knows who? Who's dating who? Who's hot and who's not? Who knows all those secrets? Sarah Winchester and her co-host, Magic Mike. Join them on Sarah's Secrets for the hottest of the hot topics in Hollywood and the OC. Sarah uses all her connections, from the Real Housewives of Orange County, to dish about everything from gossip to advice on relationships. Only on Easy Way Broadcasting are your hosts ready to make you blush. Sarah Winchester and Magic Mike.
No, now, Sarah, did you hear my cry? Did you let the light shine in?
Thank you so much for our second episode of Sarah's Secrets. This is Magic Mike, of course, the crazy guy in studio with Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Mickey Mouse here again. I'm loving it. I know.
I was just announcing you. I was like, she had a bathroom break. I have to announce her. And then you walk in, and my Mickey Mouse ears on are gorgeous as always. There, you like the pink this week?
You know what? I'm loving the pink. I told Daylene, who's joining us in the studio today, I told her to bring hers, too. So hopefully she brought them. Did you bring them, Daylene?
Oh, girl, I have my ears on 24/7. Are you kidding me?
and a poopy bunny tail?
I've got the tail on, too. Don't kid.
I cannot wait to hear about this beautiful person I'm staring at right now, Daylene. I've never met you, and it's an honor to meet you. I've heard so much about you. You're pretty. You're gorgeous.
Oh. I know, but that outfit you're wearing is freaking hot, girl. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I thought I had to step up my game. I'm, like, super excited to be here with you guys, and I brought my game, okay?
Girl, bring your
I got to tell everybody, first and foremost, Daylene, you've been a good friend of mine for over 12 years. I adore you to death. I mean, not only are you, you know, I mean, you're a gorgeous person outside, but inside as well. I mean, you're Playmate of the Year. You were voted Viewer's Choice,
yes.
Which for the listeners out there means that she was one of the only Playmates of the Year that had the top ratings. So basically, the most
people's
voted
choice
ever.
Yes. Ever.
And that's amazing. Wow.
I think it's pretty darn amazing.
Looking at your photos, oh my gosh. I mean, a lot of them we couldn't post. But,
yes,
I can imagine.
I can imagine why. You get to know me a little extra well if you would post those.
Just a little bit. Magic Mike here, we're looking at your picture of you on the pole at the fire station, and we're busting up laughing because he's like, "How long was she hanging there for?"
God, I love that. That pole. Okay, first and foremost, they propped me up there, and it was literally in a real fire station. So, I mean, it looks all pretty and, you know, sexy and hot, but it was hard because that was like a real fireman's pole. It was a thick pole that they actually slide down and jump into their, you know, truck
girl,
and save lives.
Girl, it was a thick pole that you were sliding down. That sounds super sexy.
Isn't that super sexy? Like, how many times do you how many options do you get a big poll like that?
So I have a question for you. Obviously that's a huge accomplishment to be Playmate of the Year and to have, you know, obviously been the number one person in Hef's eyes, which millions upon millions of women in this world want to have been in your place at one point or the other, I'm sure, in their lives. They might not ever admit it, but I can guarantee you every girl looks at you as like, I wish that was me. How did that happen? Like, what, like, in a, you know, obviously I'm sure it was a huge, long story, but, like, in a nutshell, how did you become Playmate of the Year? How did they recognize you?
You know, that's a very good question, because my year, there was girls that were phenomenal. They were beautiful. The fact, me even becoming a Playmate, I mean, just a girl from Bakersfield, someone scouted me, saw me walking down Melrose. 2 weeks later, I didn't believe them. I got a call. I did a test shot, and then I was Miss September, and the next thing you know, I got the People's Choice for Playmate of the Year, and I was shocked, like everybody else was shocked.
I mean, that's such a huge, huge honor. I mean, you get what, like a bunch of money and a car,
yeah.
Don't you? Or did you get a motorcycle or something?
I got a car, a motorcycle, I got some money, and then I got to travel the world for like 2 years, and it was pretty phenomenal, I have to say.
When you travel the world, because I've seen a lot of interviews with Playmates of the Year, you know, on the news and whatnot. When you travel the world, what are you exactly? You're obviously representing Playboy. You're representing Hef's brand. I get that. It's worldwide. It's huge. What,
yes,
like, events are you typically booked at? What is a typical day for a Playmate of the Year at an event?
Well, at an event, it depends on, you know, what company is hiring the Playmates. At that time, I went to Japan one time, and it was opening up the Playboy store. So we were, you know, promoting the Playboy brand, the Playboy clothes, and that's why I was in Japan for 2 weeks. And, it, you know, it was, I can't even tell you how off the hook amazing it was.
I actually went to one of your events you did in Vegas one time, and you wore your little bunny suit with the ears. You look so cute. Oh, my gosh. And Playmate of the Year, what, you get, like a special pink one or something?
You get to pick one color, and then you automatically become, like, you have a black bunny costume and a silver bunny costume. And then I picked pink, of course, because that's my favorite color. You know that, my sister.
I know. Gosh. So, I mean, you're into everything right now. I mean, fashion, you have a bathing suit line that you're designing. I mean, not only are you beautiful, you're talented. I mean, jewelry line you're getting into. I mean, what aren't you doing, girl? My gosh.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad you love me that much. You know, I've got my hands full right now, which is, it's a good thing. You know, my bikini line, I can't say the name yet, but it will come out next year. And my jewelry line, I've been working on that for a while, and it now is coming to light. So next year, pretty much everything gets to be launched all at once. So
which
I'm really excited about that.
Your bathing suits, I love it. I mean, honestly, you accentuate the positives. So the little scrunchy butt in the back, I love it. I mean, girl, you know what you're doing. I love it. I can't wait.
Seriously, they're so sexy. They're so hot. It's like you just want to, like, hop around and just be like,
rare. I do that every day in the studio.
Do you? You do that every day? I go, meow.
I hop around, and then I go, rare. And then usually, like, our guy producers roll their eyes, and I continue to do it. And then usually I just stop after a while because no one's giving me attention. Which brings me to a question that I've been dying to ask you, because – obviously, like on last week's episode, I wanted to be a Rainbow Power Ranger. I'm not sure if you tuned in, but we had a Power Ranger on, asked them how I should try to audition. Well, thinking, since I'm all about me right now, I want to know, how would I get approached by Hef to be a Playmate of the Year? I might not have all the right parts, but I definitely have the look, the charisma, the talent, and the uniqueness that it's supposed to be a Playmate, and I would love to be one.
Maybe you could put a good word in for him, huh?
I could. You know what? I've got his number on dial, on speed dial. I've got his direct number, so I could just call him right now and be like, yo, I've got someone for you. you're going to love.
Huff
he can arch his
sweetheart.
Butt up and make that pose as good as me.
And he can Photoshop all the other stuff out, you know, and put a wig on and we'll call it a day. Drag queens do it and they look beautiful, so
hey.
Might as well.
Okay,
exactly.
Can you hang on a pole for an hour like she did and act like you're having fun? She's like,
what yeah.
You have to see this picture. It's hilarious.
I saw this picture. How was the weather, honestly? Like, what was the weather like when you were doing that? If you're, like, butt naked, there's breezes coming through, there's things that are happening. What was the weather like that day?
You're freezing. They'll bring in, like, a fan to make it, like, super sexy. Like, okay, like, hold that pose. And then, wait, you have, like, someone putting powder on your butt to make it a little lighter. Or, like, someone's blowing a fan to make your hair blow. It's so funny. It's just, you got to go with it, you know? It's.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I must say, though, all your pictures are phenomenal.
Thank you.
I seriously want a signed autograph or a signed
That's
picture.
That's the first time
me.
I've ever done a photo shoot ever in my whole entire life. So, you know, I never did modeling before. So, I'm pretty proud of those pictures.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
And now you have a Barbie doll. She has an actual Barbie doll of herself.
I was going to bring the Barbie in to show you guys, but, you know, I couldn't find the Barbie. But, yes, I do have my own doll.
Clothes on?
Was that Barbie sold at, like Playboy stores?
It's a Playmate. They made three Playmate of the Year Barbies, and it's like a life-size, like not life-size, but like a little Barbie-sized Barbie of me and my little, I'm dressed, of course, thank God. You could take it off, though.
You're so funny.
But,
when you said life-size, I was thinking, girl, if there was a life-size one, that would
probably
be sold.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Out, girl,
that would be, like, number
out.
One seller.
I don't know if I could do that. Would be funny. I caught myself saying a life-size.
I have one on the couch. Just
wait a second.
Just sitting there.
So
wouldn't that freak you out, Sarah? You come to my house, I'm like, hey, check out my life-size doll.
A little bit. I might be worried about you at that point. I love you.
Like, going back to the whole Playmate thing, because it really is fascinating to me just because of the fact that Hef's the only one that can actually exude sex and it be something that's beautiful and something that people look up to, all of the women, the Playmates of the Year, which I think is amazing because sex is great and people love sex. They just don't like talking about it half the time. And if they do talk about it, you have those women in Podunk, you know, back swamps, North Carolina, that are like, oh, my God, she's talking about sex. How horrible, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But what is, like, when you become a Playmate of, you know, any year or any month or whatnot, is to you, when you're selling it, do you sell the fantasy or are you kind of just selling a product? Like, how do you feel, obviously you feel super, super comfortable with your body, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Playboy is selling a fantasy or how do you feel that they're actually selling your image? Because it's gorgeous. I think it's like selling a beautiful fantasy that everybody wants to be in.
You know what? It's a fantasy, and it's a lifestyle and a fantasy, because at the same time, like what you were just saying, I mean, when I would talk to Hef, and I mean, he's one of those people that when he speaks, you just stop and you listen. You're just completely fascinated by everything that he has accomplished and done throughout his whole entire life. But it is, it's selling, you know, a fantasy, and then sometimes, you know, some girls are nice, and then some girls aren't very nice, so it kind of depends on, you know, the person. Like, Hef loved me so much, he thought I used to look, back in the day, like Doris Day, so he...
You do.
He he was like,
oh, yeah, I see
you're
going
to reach out to Doris Day. Yeah, with my short hair.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you do.
So did you?
You get that a lot?
I got that a lot when I was there and shooting for Playboy. I mean, you know, Hef loves old movies and loves movies in general. But he said I was his little Doris Day because he loved Doris Day.
I remember when you lived there. Oh my gosh, we had the funnest times there. Hef is
the
such
best.
A sweetheart. We have to give a little shout out to Hugh Hefner, guys, because. He honestly, sweetheart.
We is a sweetheart.
Running around, ordering room service.
Champagne in hand, just running amok.
How long did you live there?
I actually stayed there throughout my first shoot for Playmate because, you know, he's really sweet, and he always, all the girls that come in and test from all over or become a Playmate, you kind of, because they have the mansion and the bunny house and this, because they kind of like board the girls there until they get on their feet and, you know, could get their own place. So I was there for, I would say, about 3 months. So I seen a lot in 3 months.
Well,
because they come from all over, right? I mean,
girls were coming from everywhere.
Wow, so they would stay at the house, too?
They would stay at the house. I mean, there's 40 rooms at the Playboy Mansion.
40?
And then they, 40 rooms. It's huge, 40 bedrooms.
Wow.
So, and then they have a house, like, kind of down the block, and it's the bunny house, and there's even more rooms. So, you know, there's always girls testing, and there's always events going on, and, I mean, you see it. I mean, these events are, like, they're crazy. They're so much fun.
What was the craziest thing that you've seen there, like, honestly?
Oh,
I can't say. I can't say. That's
anything funny, like... anyone falling down the stairs?
I fell down the stairs. I fell down the stairs. I was trying to look all cute, and I fell. You know me, I'm kind of clumsy.
Did you know, speaking of, like, living there, which is fascinating to me, did you know any of the girls next door? Were they there at any times when you were a Playmate of the Year?
Well, you know what? I knew Holly before Holly was Holly Madison, you know,
right.
I mean, he loves Holly, and everyone loves Holly. She's such a sweetheart.
She was a sweetheart.
I knew her before I became a Playmate, and before she became a Playmate. So it's kind of funny to see, you know, us years ago, and then now, you know, life changes. It's kind of weird.
I remember the first day we all met. We went out. I think it was for like Memorial Day weekend or something, and she was just new to the group, and
she was very new to the group. Yeah,
and she's
we would roll out with 20 girls. Remember, it'd be 20 girls, and we'd just that was good times.
Have a blast! Oh my gosh,
was every event you went when you were living in the mansion or living the lifestyle as the Playmate of the Year? Did that come with like security? I mean, I would think that you being Playmate of the Year that would be a big thing for you.
Oh, yeah, we always had security. I mean, to be honest, Hess really runs a top-notch company. I mean, whenever I went out of the country or even I was in, you know, the States or wherever I was at, we always had security with us because, you know, it would get a little shady, and sometimes we would get fans that would go cuckoo on us, and
he would have
security.
Have to take you to the bathroom or anywhere you went, you would have to have someone next to you at all times.
Yes, yes, especially when, like, we would go to London because there was, like, you know, London was amazing. Or when we're
I can tell there's some juice inside that voice.
Oh, you have no clue.
Girl, cocktails after this.
Oh, I know, right? Cocktails,
girl,
and you're gonna hear it all.
I love it.
You guys are a blast. I'm so excited to be on this show.
I know,
oh my
girl.
God.
It's like we love chatting, and so obviously Sarah, you know, made this happen and is obviously got a big following from the housewives. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm really, really happy that she asked me to work with her on this because it's a lot of fun. Like, just like what you said, it's like, you know, talking to celebrities like yourself and other people. It's just fun. It's like chatting with real people, and but just people that have amazing lives that I wish I could have.
Well, you know what? I'm blessed to have the most amazing friends ever, and I'm like, okay, if we could just stick microphones in front of us and put us in a studio together, I'm like, and blast it out to the world, I'm like, we could be quite entertaining. Between your stories, Daylene, and my stories.
Oh, I know.
So
I know.
Are you ever looking at doing Playboy? Like, okay, so I've seen a lot of, like, shows that bring back playmates from several years and they bring them all together. Does Hef ever do that where he's like, I want to do a spread with the last 5 years of Playmates of the Year? Does that ever come up, or is that something that you hear in the talks of coming up where you'll be doing Playboy again?
No, that comes up. Like, I shot last year for Playboy, and I shot with some phenomenal other former Playmate of the Years, and it was, you know, there was some, another I can't say, but another celebrity kind of came in and took, you know, a cover that we were supposed to have, but I did shoot with last year, which was phenomenal, because I was like, damn, I look good after, like, so long.
So,
I'm happy.
Since that's like something that you have to do, is that something that you're contracted to for pretty much the rest of your life, where if Playboy calls you out of the blue and says, we're doing a reunion, you need to be down here in a month on this day looking good, looking fit, is that something that you're obligated to for the rest of your life as a Playmate?
No, you're not obligated. You know what? You're only obligated within the first 2 years of whenever you do become a Playmate. You're
mm-hmm.
pretty much obligated for those 2 years. And then after that, you know, it's your choice if you want to work events, which is always fun, because whenever you work events, you're always meeting new people. And how could it not be fun? Like, if you get to
right.
wear a cute bunny suit and you get to meet nice people, and it opens up a lot of doors. And, you know, some girls can use that to their benefit, you know, which I
yeah.
have.
I've seen you in your little bunny suit. You look adorable. Oh, my gosh. I just want to pull your little bunny tail. It's like a big cotton ball. I just want to pull on it.
It's pretty cute. I love my bunny suits. I mean, to be a Playmate is quite an honor, and especially a girl coming from Bakersfield, to become a Playmate and travel and see the world and to be on the phone, like, with you guys, it's such a blessing, and it's such a nice thing, because I feel like I can't complain. Life has been good to me.
I know. You're always that one positive person in my life that's just, like, just talking to you on the phone. Sarah, be positive, and life is great, and be blessed. I mean, you're a wonderful mother. You know, you're
aww.
Getting married, and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I mean, just everything that's going on in your life, you are a great person, and, you know, great things are happening with you.
Thank you, Frackie.
That's awesome. So you're engaged?
I am engaged, yes.
That's
I
awesome.
Am engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's got to be so stressful planning a wedding, because I know that I probably would be so stressed out, because it's a lot of preparation. I mean, have you picked out your dress? Is everything done? Are you pretty much ready to say I do?
Everything is pretty much done. I'm kind of OCD. Like, I have everything done. And I'm
OCD?
Proud of myself.
So
OCD, she has everything down from, like, probably, okay, by the way, guess who's the maid of honor?
I am. Thank you so much, Daylene. I'll definitely accept that. Thank you. Oh, sorry.
She probably has my speech written out already. I'm like, oh, jeez.
So, Daylene, so did you, when preparing for your wedding and whatnot, did you get to meet with, like, top-notch designers themselves? Because of you being in the business. Ooh, I'm so jealous.
Yes, it's amazing. Like, I've been working. I can't leak out some things, because I have some things in the works. But I have the most amazing team, and I'm working with one of the most sought after, like, phenomenal wedding planners in the world. So, and he's my new BFF. I love him.
Hey, watch it. We might have to.
But you're my second BFF. I'm gonna pinch your butt. Can I pinch your butt right now?
Of course
you can. Let's get Playmate style. I'll go get my kid's song on, and we'll pinch butts.
Yes. Watch out, I might smack it. No.
Okay, you stay on your side of the studio, Mikey, with your little Mickey Mouse ears. But it's so great. I told her to bring her bunny ears. I'm like, bring them in. We all wear ears in the studio. It's
yeah,
got them on.
We're gonna start, like, you know, doing different little themes every week. I think next week is going to be like masquerade masks. I've got these amazing masquerade masks that I make that are just like blinged out, feathered out. So that's going to be next week for sure.
Oh, exciting. Okay. You got to like take a pic and show me. I got to see this theme. I was like, man, I love that.
We'll post it on our Twitter page, and I'm now following you on your Twitter. So.
I'm following you too, sexy. Yay. Did you even? I was like, follow back. I'm following
you. I saw
him.
That. I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, I have a playmate following me. Like, this is really big time for me. Like,
oh
my
God,
Daylene,
so
do you know how many guys, Daylene, do you know how many guys on Twitter have like direct messaged me saying, oh my gosh, can you please get me a signed autograph of Daylene? It's
my
dream. I guess the first magazine you did, I guess you did one kind of like, let's just say, a different angle.
Yes,
it was amazing.
That angle.
No, when I was married, my ex-husband took that edition from me, by the way. I probably still have it. I'm like, he can't pull it from me. But I'm like, okay, so he got that in, you know, the divorce. But so many guys were like, oh, my gosh, can she sign it, please? I've kept this edition of her all this time. And I'm like,
well,
oh,
I'm glad the
her.
Guys appreciate it because let me tell you, you have to hold that pose forever just to get the right one. Like, oh, no, wait, hold on. It's like 30, 40 minutes go on. You're like, wait, I can't even move. It's so funny.
The poll one is hilarious, though. Like, I wish I could tweet that out. I don't know if I'd be able to without being taken off Twitter. But, I mean,
it doesn't show anything.
Funny.
I think that's one doesn't show anything. I think it just shows my bum. That's about it.
Well, knowing that you were hanging on there for an hour and it looks like you're having a blast, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
My gosh, how did she
imagine something like glittering your butt and like, all right, more lotion on this side. Okay, your hair needs to be back. Lipstick. Okay, wait, hold on. Hold, please. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But the firemen were so cool. They all were, like, excited to meet me, which I found was odd because I was like, it's just me, Daylene.
Were they all
you know how I am.
were the firemen watching you shoot?
No, but after I got to meet them all because they let us use, it was down in downtown L.A., and they let us use this, you know, the fire station, and it was amazing because my year was, you know, a very intense year.
So you were there when Holly lived at the mansion. You lived there too when she died.
I didn't live there. She was just moving in, and I was moving out because I got my own place. But we partied together and hung out together, and you know, did the whole fun Playboy stuff.
Speaking of partying together, did you ever get to experience the whole Palms Casino Playboy section that they made? Like, there's a big Playboy sign on the side of the Palms, and I've always seen on the Girls Next Door all those amazing bowling alleys. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know that family very well. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Palms Hotel, and, you know, one of them were actually my ex-boyfriends at one time. But I thought it was really cool when they did that because, you know, having that big bunny on the side of that building and that is so hot with the pool hanging off the ledge. It's like, yeah.
Being a Playmate of the Year, do you get, like, perks? Meaning, like, if you wanted to go to Vegas and you were like, I want to stay at the Palms Casino and I want to get a really amazing suite, could you literally just make a call to a Maloof brother and be like, hey, it's me, Daylene.
Oh, Daylene gets anything she wants.
I'm like family, yes. I get my perks, and especially with the Palms Casino. I mean, they've always been my biggest fans, and I'm always their biggest fan, so.
And
you
put her own poker chip. I had my poker chip, and I didn't want to cash it in because I had a picture
from the Palms. I even made it to $100. I got a $100 chip, too.
That is so cool. It's like,
girl,
you put your dues in. It's like, I think that you should get perks. I think people out there will be like, oh, she gets perks because she was a Playmate. That's a hard job. B,
yes.
You have to travel for 2 years and not have any personal life for 2 years. You
yes.
obviously have to keep your body in major check, which is obviously, you're not, everybody's not just born and they're like, I wake up and I'm toned, hot, and have a six pack, you know. So, so you put your dues in, and yeah, you deserve the perfect playmate. You know, I think that's amazing, and that's what I aspire to be. So
you're awesome. You guys are rad. I love you guys.
Do you think there's a chance Mikey could be a playmate?
Absolutely. I'm calling Hef right now. When I'm out of here and leave you guys, I'm calling him.
Speaking of, one last thing that I want to bring up, and I'll probably make Sarah blush, but I have always told her for years that she is total Playboy look also. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I have said that for probably 10 years.
Well, do you remember 10 years ago when they asked me? Well, corporate did come up to me and ask me if I wanted to test shoot, but I'd only been with one guy, like one person had only seen me naked, and I'm like, I couldn't do it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so shy.
It's a hard thing to do.
And that's true. Because
it's a hard thing to do.
At the end of the day, people could probably talk and make it sound like, oh, I could just take my clothes off and have all these photographers around me. But really, can you at the end of the day really do that?
And it's not just photographers. You've got, like, makeup artists, and you've got hair people, and you've got the person that holds the guy that's holding the thing, the wind, and the pump, the lighting, and the angles. And it's work. It is work. Like,
But Jaylene, your body is so on point, though. Like, you don't even have to worry about anything.
Oh,
you're natural.
Thank you, Frack.
Wake up in the morning and you're like,
ah. Now, when you're in, like, a photo shoot for Playboy, how long is a typical photo shoot?
Oh, it can last, like, I would get into makeup around 6 in the morning, and we wouldn't leave until probably 10 or 11 at night. This was back in the day before they had, I say I'm vintage. I always tease myself because, I was in 2002. Now they have, like, you know, digital cameras, and they do a photo shoot in, like, half of a day. So these girls have it made now. But back then it would take a lot longer.
Wow. You are not vintage, girl. Oh, my God.
You are not vintage. If you're considered vintage, then I'm considered.
Hey, I can handle it. I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I look good.
If a rocking body like yours, I would be, too. Wasn't Marilyn Monroe, was she the first playmate or cover?
She was the first. She was the first cover. I mean, she's a legend. I mean, come on.
Wow.
She's amazing. I mean, even walking through the halls of Hef's house and seeing, you know, the first issue, you know, how he has it framed, and it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, all over the walls. Yeah, when you walk around, oh, my gosh, there's so many memories there. Just the ambiance.
And he worked his butt off. I mean, when you talk to him, it's like, it's the most amazing conversation, because just the history of just everything, he's pretty much seen it all, you know, throughout the change of the world and all types of different stuff. So I feel very honored.
A sweetheart. So we want to give a shout out to
Hefner
and you. I mean, we love you, Holly. We love you, Holly Madison.
And congratulations to her. And I heard she's pregnant, so I'm very happy for her.
And I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, I heard through...
She's getting married.
That she's getting married, but that also Coco is taking over her show while she's pregnant?
Coco is taking her show, and I know that he is getting married on, this is what I heard, and this is a very reliable source, New Year's Eve.
Congratulations. She deserves it. I know from watching Girls Next Door, all she wanted was a relationship to just have and get married and have kids, and now it seems like she's found that, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is good for her. Other girls don't root other girls on, so I'm all girl power. I'm never, you know, I'm always happy for everybody. It's like, I'm so happy for you, Sarah, and I'm so honored that you wanted me to be here on your show with you my new BFF.
You inspire me. You inspire me. I remember the Friday, Saturday nights. We're like in bed watching movies and ordering pizza on a Friday night.
And having pillow fights with just bras and panties on, right?
As kinky girls, yeah.
Just a normal Friday night for us.
Yeah. Oh, well, we thank you so much for being here in studio, and you are a beautiful, and congratulations on all of your success and future success and current success.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you so much. And hopefully I can come back on your show and let you guys know when my line comes out so I can give some stuff your way.
Please. Daylene, after you get married, or should I say after we go down the aisle together.
Yes, I know.
After we do that, can we have you back on the show and let us know how it went? And
oh yes, because I have a lot of stuff to tell you guys then, and you will too. You're my maid of honor.
I did. Would you mind if I kind of tweeted that poll picture out of you?
Go ahead, because there's nothing. You can tweet that one away.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Say we love you. And
I love you too. And I love you too. I'm going to pinch your butt before I leave, okay?
Bye.
He's like, what? Huh? Yeah,
I
you.
Know, like, can you do it twice? Because I don't know if I'll feel the first one.
I might leave my bunny tail for you.
I want the whole bunny outfit.
Daylene's like, I have to leave by 3:30 because I have to go shopping on Rodeo, and I'm like, you little bummer.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, well thank you so much again.
We're getting ready for our next guest. It looks like she's here at the studio, so we have to get her ready. But Daylene, you have fun shopping on Rodeo.
Thank you. I will. You guys have a great day, and thank you for letting me be on the show.
Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
Mooches, I love you.
Daylene, before you leave, what is your Twitter handle?
It's just at Daylene Curtis.
Okay, at Daylene Curtis.
Yeah.
All right, so anyone that wants to get, up close, personal, talk to Daylene.
Yeah, and I'm working on my website, so that will be coming out soon, too. So you could just Twitter, follow me, whatever, and I'm really good at tweeting back to all of my fans, so you guys
are
the best.
Thank you again.
Well, we love you. Thank you, Daylene, for coming in. I have to stay put. But, okay, so we'll talk soon. And
all right, love bug.
And we're going to go to a short break to bring on our next guest. And
Maya Stillman's coming up soon. So we'll be right back. Mikey?
Rocky, am I good? You go?
today. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here. And so sorry, I had to go to the restroom. I had to go to the restroom, so
And fix your little Mickey Mouse ears. I'm like, Mike, where are you?
I know. You didn't see me with them on. I was like, here I am. That was
Maya,
amazing.
Maya, can
hi, guys.
Maya, can you hear me? I just want to make
yeah,
sure
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're looking hot today, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I miss you guys so much. It's good to see you again.
You
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It's been a little bit. So much has been going on since we saw you last.
I know. I miss all of our little lunches that we used to have. So all of the time.
I know, right there, front and center at the Grove by the fountain at La Piazza. Order me 3 champagnes with a splash of pineapple, and we're good to go.
Why did those lunches always last like 5 hours?
I
know. Seriously, we could talk for hours, but what's wrong with us?
That's so funny. Well, I've always wanted to chat with you. Like, this is our second episode, but I wanted you on the first one. I've been like, we have to get Maya, because for everybody out there, Maya is a... I would call her a world-renowned painter because she is painted for celebrities. She's painted for multimillionaires. She has done amazing work. You can go to – what's your website again, Maya?
MayaGallery.com, MayaGallery.com.
And for everybody out there, there's no other artist like her. The reason why I know this personally is she painted a picture of my daughter, or a portrait I should call it. She painted a huge, amazing portrait – It looks exactly like my daughter from her chin to her nose to every little angle.
Like
and
I said, she took a photo of her.
Let's just say she's a gorgeous baby, so that was not hard to do. It was scary.
Oh, thank you. She has to give a lot more info to everybody out there about Maya. She is a model. She's beautiful. She has done magazines. She has done modeling for clothing lines, jewelry lines, on top of being a famous artist for doing stuff for the Kardashians. She's done amazing work, and she just, every time I talk to you, Maya, you've done like 50 more paintings for 50 more huge clients, and I'm just
it seems like she can just do one, like she's sending an email, oh yeah, I just did a painting, and it's like phenomenal. Oh my gosh, you are my hands down you're a famous artist, but you're my favorite artist ever. I mean, she paints Marilyn Monroe to, rock stars. I mean, you name it, she can paint it.
You guys are giving me a big head. I like it. Thank you.
But with that amazing hair, girl, you are like, girl, that's beautiful. I'm just like, can I buy some? It's gorgeous. You have the
Are you looking
amazing...
at her hair or her boobs?
I do have a fetish with boobs, and we all know that my personal friends. I've always had a fetish with boobs. Don't know why. I'm amazed with them. I think they're beautiful. I want to hug every girl's boobs personally and be like, you have beautiful boobs.
I have
boobs,
a lot to hug, for sure. That is for sure.
Okay,
Magic Mike, Maya, you guys need to separate pronto.
So I'm really proud, though. Recently, we just got a Kobe painting that I did signed by Kobe himself, and it was super exciting. It was auctioned off at the the Big Brother, Big Sister event in November, and we raised $6,000 for the charity. So it was just so cool. And when I got up on stage, I'm in an evening gown, so I go up there to kind of announce that I did the painting, and I think everybody was sort of in a state of shock because they didn't really think I was the artist. The room was filled with a bunch of models that were there helping sell raffle tickets, and they just assumed I was one of them. So it was really cool just to be able to say, hey, I'm the artist, this is what I do.
Right.
And
that's the
cool history of people not believing that I paint.
You're gorgeous. You are gorgeous.
You know what?
Talented.
And I wanted to bring up some beef that you are obviously aware of about the painting world, that this is so not true, listeners, but I want Maya to let everybody know the funny side of it. There was a blog out there or some website years ago saying that you did not do your real paintings, that you hired some Asian man in downtown LA to do your painting.
Oh,
how did
God.
That happen, and who made that up?
The rumor is circulating so much that I've had so many clients actually think that I didn't paint my own paintings. It just comes up over and over. I actually was entering into a business deal of a gallery dealer who wanted to represent me, and then he heard the rumor that I didn't paint my own paintings, so he had to, you know, cancel the deal, which was fine. But I've made the decision that in 2013, I'm going to put out a series of videos of me actually painting so that we can refute the rumors for once and for all. So I better do all my homework and learn how to paint in the next few weeks.
Seriously. Well, Maya, I've seen you paint before. I mean, you obviously.
No, it's funny. I mean, all my closest friends know. And, you know, if you know me at all, you'll see me with my hair in a bun, no makeup, you know, running around in high heels in a bikini, but that's my painting look, you know, and you'll know.
Oh, is that while you're painting you do that?
Yes. Well, in winter I might be in some tight leggings, but if it's summer, I literally will go swim in the ocean, come back to the place, and paint dripping wet. That is literally what I do. Or I do paint naked. I'm not going to lie. I do.
That's hot. Now, what inspires you for being an artist? Are you like every artist out there, which I think this has to be, you do you have to be inspired, or can you just say it's like a job and be like, I'll be painting from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday?
It's half and half. It's half and half. I get my greatest inspiration like 3 hours before the painting due. Like, actually, Mike, I'm going to tell you a huge secret. Okay, like 3 hours before your painting was due of your baby, your infant, your beautiful, blessed child who is just such a princess.
Aww.
I actually had to repaint one of the eyes because it was, like, way too far apart. So I literally, if you took, like, a 3D measuring thing or whatever, they'd infrared, you know, kind of a light and looked at your painting, there's actually two eyes in one of the eyes. On the left eye,
there's two
eyes. Yeah, there's two. I had to repaint the entire
it's
eye.
It's like the Mona Lisa where the eyes just follow you everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that one eye was a walleye before I fixed it.
That's hilarious.
But that's when I get my greatest inspiration, is when the things do. I'm like any other person, and, you know, like, my inspiration comes sporadically, but when the painting's due and the check is on the way and I'm ready to turn it in, and that inspiration of wanting my client to be happy and satisfied, because I never have an unhappy client. If I do, I fix it. So that moment is when my inspiration
Do you get that? Speaking of fix it, that's, like, funny that you say that. Do you get a client where they're just so bougie, I'll call it, because I know that you deal with millionaire and billionaire clients. Do you ever get those ones that are just like, oh, this is not what I wanted, Maya. Get it away from me.
I will say, in 22 years in business, I've had 100% happy clients, except for one client. So I guess that makes me 99%. And,
but I continue on being upset about your work.
One person I literally showed up with $5,000 worth of art that I killed myself for, and my dog was in the vet, and he was getting an operation, and the client literally says, I'm not paying you. This isn't exactly what I asked for. And I said, well, it's a difference of opinion. The guy doesn't pay me. I mean, it was just crazy. So that happened once. But in 22 years, that's the only time that happened. One time. So,
and you have like a million paintings. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually, okay, so this is like a little secret, but since Daylene's gone shopping, I can say, I actually wanted you to do a painting for her wedding as my wedding gift to them.
Oh, I'm so excited. Do we get to paint her in a bikini, or is this like a love portrait?
We can't mention anything about, like, who she's marrying, or, you know, that's, you know, but I want you to paint a painting for me of the two of them as their gift.
So excited. You know, this is total random coincidence. I just got commissioned, and I'm going to say this because the people won't hear this. Let's all pray. But a couple literally is commissioning, well, the man is commissioning me to paint a painting of him proposing, and then he's going to pretend like he's out taking a walk at a park, and I'm just an artist in the park, and he's going to say, hey, can you draw a portrait of us? And then 10 minutes later, I'm going to turn it around, and it's going to be him proposing to her, and that'll be it.
Are you serious?
I just received that commission, so pray to God they're not listening. But
isn't
that precious? I'm really excited. So my career's been varied. You know, I've gotten to do so many various, you know, most exciting things, which could, of course, segue into the most exciting painting I ever did, if you guys want to go there.
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, we do, because you know what? What happened with all of that?
The
I know
most
that it
exciting.
Was in
no,
magazines.
Let's not spill the beans. What was the most exciting painting? And then she could spill the beans.
So I will say the painting that has been seen worldwide by over 100 million people, and I need like a math expert to get out there and crunch the numbers for me, but it's been seen on E! News, and I will go on to say all the shows in just a second, but it is my Kardashian painting. It's been seen worldwide. I've been in other countries, and said, hey, do you know this painting? And showed my business card to people with the painting on it. And they say, oh, my God, I know that painting. And people know my name. They'll literally say, is your name Maya Spellman? Because it's like it was in the credits over and over, and it just ingrained in popular culture. So, you know, it's a huge blessing for me. It brought me so much in my career. I was very blessed.
What happened there? What
well,
happened
there was
that?
a little sad, you know, episode that happened. I want to just kind of start from the beginning. I'll talk really quick. But basically I met Rob Kardashian at a 7-Eleven, and me being the promoter of myself that I am in my art career, I ran up to him and I was like, oh my God, I want to paint for your family. So he said, oh, that would be amazing. You know, let's do it. So it just so happened that it was Chloe and Lamar's 1-year anniversary. So they're like, oh, well, let's do a painting. And I'm like, oh, that sounds amazing. I'm sorry, you know, Rob decided to do it as a surprise for them. So I paint this great painting, deliver it to Chloe and Lamar's house where Rob was living. You know, we're in the garage hiding from everybody. You know, he pays for the painting. He was a great guy to work with. Everything was perfect. The painting was amazing. I get a call like Monday night. They love the painting. I don't know that Monday night, when he said they love the painting, it's because of what happened and what I saw on E! News just 2 days later. They did a whole, you know, media blitz where they had, like, you know, E! News and everybody come out to film them where they were at a party for their anniversary. They renewed their vows. And afterwards at a restaurant, Rob presented the painting. So there's this great photo that was splashed all over E! News of Chloe and Lamar kissing in the pose of the painting and holding the painting. Well, I was very honored, and, you know, I take such pride in my work. I had put like 70 hours into that painting. Every detail on it is life-size and exact and perfect. And I put my heart and my soul and all of my energy into making that a beautiful painting for their love, for them. And I had watched the show. I knew who they were. So, you know, it's on E! News. They air it all weekend. It's this huge thing. My name's on E! News. Everything's great. I'm feeling great about everything. Suddenly the show comes out, the Chloe and Lamar show, and they're splashing it all over the show. And I'm just thrilled. I'm promoting it through Facebook. I'm getting endless commissions. You know, people love fame, so it really helped my career a lot. And I was so grateful to the Kardashians for that situation. I felt very, very lucky. Unfortunately, something happened that was just shocking to me because I put my heart and soul into the painting. And that January of 2011, I was at Beecher's Madhouse at the Roosevelt, and I'm with my best friend of 10 years who knows that I killed myself with the painting. Literally, blood, sweat, and tears, as I like to say. I mean, I only had 1 week to do the painting. It was 12-hour days every day of the week. So there was not any effort spared. And my best friend takes my business card and goes over to Chloe Kardashian, hands her my business card. You know, she and Kim are sitting there. And Chloe, I guess, is texting as she's – and my best friend says, Chloe, I have, you know, the artist that did your painting. She's right over there. Shows her the business card. She sees my painting on the business card, looks at it, looks at my best friend and says, whatever, that painting's hanging in my house, and throws my business card on the floor.
Oh, wow.
My God.
So, you know, I was crying. I was heartbroken. You can't imagine. As an artist, I don't have any children as of yet, hopefully soon, but and so my painting is my baby. I've given birth to this painting. And so she broke my heart. I ran into the bathroom sobbing my brains out because it hurt really bad. Now, because not ever in my life has a client not been interested. Like you, Mikey, you love me. You love the painting. You honor me and you revere me for my work. So I expected that same in return.
Well, the
funny part of this
gorgeous.
Story comes in. Thank you. And here's
gorgeous.
The funny part. Here's the funny part. So I go in the bathroom. Well, I'm ranting and raving, and I'm in the stall. Well, my best friend finishes in her stall and is at the sink. And I'm going, oh, my God, I can't believe she did that. What a bitch. How could she hurt my feelings so bad? And I'm screaming, and I'm like, she's so mean of her. And I come out, and my best friend looks like ashen white, like shocked. And she goes, Maya, Kim was just standing here and heard you screaming all of that. And it was just this embarrassing moment. So I go on Facebook the next day, and I'm like, I can't believe this happened. My feelings are so hurt. And then, like, literally a few hours later, I get the call from National Enquirer. Someone had called it in. So they said, you know, take it off Facebook. So I did. They said, do you want to run the story? And I said, you know, I'm a philanthropist. I've spent the last 20 or 10 years of my life devoting my life to charity, raising over $100,000 for charity. I'm going to throw in my charities, Max Love Project, givemaxlove.org, and Big Brother, Big Sister Organization, which I put my heart and soul into these charities. And
right.
I'm such a giver, and all I wanted was just one moment of respect from her. And
I agree.
I didn't receive that back, and I felt that it was fair to tell my story because we all hear rumors about celebrities and this and that, but at that moment, my heart was broken and crushed. So I told
her story. To give her the benefit of the doubt, did you ever maybe, have you been in contact with her at all to see what happened?
Well, she never reached out to me. I mean, never. You know, and they continued to use the painting after that on their TV shows. And, you know, it's just ridiculous for them to never once say, hey, Maya, you know, I'm sorry, that was a misunderstanding, or I'm so sorry, you know, I do respect you for the artwork. It would be one thing if they didn't use that show probably over 10 times throughout every single Kardashian show ever created. Literally, the wedding episodes, and I'm very honored. I'm very grateful to them. I'm not taking that away. All I would have wanted was an apology or one moment of her saying, hey, Maya,
thank you.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
That, it ended up being on the
TMZ.
Well,
maybe, you know what, hopefully if she hears this show, Khloe, any Kardashian family member, you know, what do you have a Twitter handle, a Twitter name?
I'm at the Maya World. So, and
At Maya's World?
No, at the Maya World.
Okay.
That's
at
also,
the Maya World.
But
well, hopefully
I'm so grateful.
She'll reach
I just
out
want
to
them
you.
To know, and I, you know, again, I wish that we could bury the hatchet, and I think that, you know, some of the things that they do with charity are beautiful and wonderful, and I do not want bad blood. I never have bad blood in the world, so if we could bury the hatchet, that would be amazing, and, you know, I am sorry for any negative publicity this brought, but at the same time, all I wanted was just a thank you, you know, just an appreciation.
No, I agree. And to
according to InTouch magazine, I have it in front of me right now, I mean, it looks like they split up, so I don't even think it says betrayed by her husband.
Well,
I
will say one
anymore.
Thing. I do have a little secret to add to this. Since we're on Sarah's Secrets show. The little secret is that, I mean, I saw Lamar out recently, and I don't know that he knows who I am. I still haven't figured this out yet if he knew who I was, but he blew a kiss at me, and I just thought that was kind of weird.
What?
I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was
we were in L.A. Yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Can you tell what club or no? Do you want to keep that?
It was a restaurant in the Valley. Oh, God, I'm forgetting the name. It was in Sherman Oaks. It's I'm so sorry. I forget the name. But,
no problem. But
it was at like midnight, and we were getting a valet, and he just blew not one but maybe two kisses, and he was just staring at me. It was weird. I don't know if he knows who I am, so he's blowing a kiss like, you know, I forgive you, or I don't know what it was. I honestly
I forgive
know.
You, blow you a
you're
kiss.
Girl. You're sexy, and you have amazing body, and you're always done from like, you're done perfectly when you go out. You look like you have taken forever, but you look so beautiful that
I get told all the time that I look like Kim Kardashian. People always stop me and be like, oh, you look just like Kim Kardashian. So I'm not saying that, you know, maybe there was a family resemblance. I don't even know. I just
girl,
don't.
No, InTouch Magazine is
I don't
reporting
think
that, he has,
Maya,
InTouch
I don't
Magazine,
think that was an I'm sorry kiss, a blow kiss. No, no.
Girl, no, but InTouch Magazine is reporting that he has been out on several occasions recently without a wedding ring on, partying hardcore without his wife. So in the same breath,
this is like 2 weeks ago. So,
yeah, so in the same breath, if that's out there, he's blowing kisses to you. I have my opinion. My alleged opinion is things aren't going good in the K. Lamar house.
Well, you know, and again, I'm all about love, peace, and hope for our humanity, and I want everyone to be nice to each other. And if I could see Khloe right now, I'd give her a big hug and just say, "Listen, maybe you didn't hear me, or." You know, you hurt my feelings, but I forgive you. That's what I would say.
Oh, well, that is an amazing way. And we could talk to you for hours, but unfortunately the show's an hour.
But you've always been, like, such a dear friend of mine.
I love
honestly,
you. And can I just say for one thing, Sarah is such a good person with a deep heart, and Mikey is too. But I want you guys to know, Sarah has been there for me at my darkest moment when I needed a friend, and I don't know any person in the world who had listened to me for 100 hours when I was sad about something, and she was there and she never gave up. So I want to put it out there that Sarah is just
thank you.
A smart.
You are so
thank
well. Thank you so much
you're
for
such
being
a
on.
Sweetheart. I mean, from
and
the inside
I
out,
to say
you're
this.
Beautiful. And
thank
you.
Know,
for anyone that knows
say,
me, I would give my blood, sweat, and tears to any friend. And
it's true.
You know,
that is not a lie. You are that person. You
really
are.
Well, I just want to say thank you for being here. And we're going to have you back again because there's more scandal I wanted to go over with you. I have a whole notepad filled with things about online
well,
that I wanted
to. On a positive note, I just wanted to mention this. I will be working with Big Brother on a series of celebrity portraits, including our first one, Jamie Foxx. Early this year, and then we're praying that we get George Clooney soon. So those should be some great photos of me with those celebrities coming out with the paintings I do of them, raising a lot of money for the kids. So let's all
thank
come.
You.
Win, win, win.
In January, February, March, sometime like that. So I can't wait to come back and tell you about it.
What is your Twitter handle so all of this can be updated and people can follow you?
Okay, it's The Maya World.
The Maya World.
And on Facebook, Maya Gallery.
Perfect.
And
I know I've asked you this 100 times, but you do have paintings for sale. Because I've kind of been eyeing the Marilyn Monroe one that I've been wanting.
And you know what? And you know what? I always give a percentage to my charities, Max's Love Project and Big Brother, Big Sister. So I'm always giving, you know, back as much as I can. So that's always.
And that's why you get as much as you do, girl, because you know what? You have a big heart.
Oh,
really,
that's amazing. Well, thank you again.
You
our producers
I
are waving at us to say wrap it up.
Good
so
to see you guys.
You too. And thank you for coming into the studio. And we love you. And thanks again
for listening.
And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into this episode of Sarah's Secrets. And I'll give it away to Sarah with her little goodbye.
Yeah. And Maya, give us an update. If Khloe Kardashian reaches out to you, let us know the update on that one.
I will call you right away on that one.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep the listeners posted. But, so thank you, Maya, for coming on. We love you to death. And we also wanted to let you know that Friday, this coming up Friday, you want to tune into Easy's show because he has a guest in that you don't want to miss. So, it's definitely something you want to tune into this Friday, 2 p.m., and it looks like his guest is Vanessa Curry, formerly Pussycat Doll, Laker cheerleader.
Ooh, yay. And all the listeners out there, make sure to follow us at Sarah's Secrets for You on Twitter, and mine is Magic Mike Coho. Not a hoe, but like co-host, but we just call me the Coho because there's a lot of other things that I do that are ho-ish out there. So thank you all for listening.
Yeah,
And actually, I
do want to give a shout-out, a big shout-out, actually, because speaking of the Lakers, Kobe Bryant did sign one of Maya's paintings for the Big Brothers Big Sisters charity event. And I want to say I've heard a lot about Kobe, you know, doing stuff for different charities, and that was huge that he did that for Maya because she called me up was almost in tears because he had signed that for her. So a big shout-out to Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. You know, good luck this season. Also, stay tuned because next Wednesday on my show, we are going to have Paul Nassif from The Housewives, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on with us live at 3 p.m. So Wednesday, December 26th, next week, we're going to have Paul Nassif. So,
and tweet
thank you,
any
everybody.
Questions you guys have on any maybe plastic surgery questions or any type of how do I do stuff at home without spending the money, and tweet those to us this week, and we'll definitely ask the amazing Dr. Paul Nassif, plastic surgeon to the stars, next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I might have something, you know, maybe bigger butt.
That's so funny. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and we love Sarah's Secrets, so I hope you guys do too.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Have a great week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
This is a shout out to Sarah. Thank you for letting me be a part of Sarah's Secret Show. It's not a secret anymore.